Residents of Baltimore are familiar with this sound. It's the traditional call of what are known as A-Rabbers, street vendors who sell fruits and vegetables from horse-drawn carts. 25-year-old BJ Abdallah has been A-Rabbing most of his life. He starts his day by loading his cart with local, freshly bought produce.
I got cabbage, I got collard greens, I got string beans.
Customers can have the goods delivered at their doorstep or go to the cart when they hear the distinct sound. Many of the regular customers are elderly people who cannot walk to the market. Others just find them convenient.
It's convenient. It comes to you. Don't have to go out and get it.
The origin of the word A-Rabbers could have derived from the 19th century expression street Arabs, referring to people, mostly African-American men, who had access to the port and horses and could start A-Rabbing as a small business. In recent years, the tradition began to decline and some stables have been shut down for building code violations. Animal rights activists also have complained that the horses are poorly treated. In 1994, a preservation society was formed to address these issues and preserve the tradition. President Daniel Van Allen says recent years have seen a revival of the historic trade.
We've gone in the past few years from one to two wagons after one of the stables was shut down for urban renewal, and back up to eight wagons out on the street, and hopefully we'll have four more wagons out on the street next year.
BJ Abdallah says he does not plan to give up his job in any case.
Oh, I'm gonna keep on going till I can't walk no more. We gonna be around. We ain't going nowhere. It's been around over 100 years.
What?
It shouldn't go nowhere.
Long hours at work for many Americans and a growing demand for wholesome local produce may put the old Baltimore trade on the road to recovery.
Hey, how you doing?
Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.